Hey folks, my name is Mike Perna from Inroads Ministries, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. When you tell people you're a tabletop gaming missionary, you get a lot of weird looks. Since that is what I call myself, and I dare say it's what I hope God calls me too, I have become well-versed in the myriad reactions it evokes. Two of the most common misconceptions are about the qualifications one needs before doing ministry at the gaming table. That I must have played all of the games, and that I have to be really good at them. I want to be crystal clear in stating that while some folks might be able to claim those statements are true, I'm not one of them. Now, I can say that there are a few games that I win more often than I lose. It's also true that I have been playing the sort of board games most people have never heard of since back in the day when my dad tossed titles like HeroQuest, Dark World, and Battle Masters on our table. But with the help of my handy-dandy smartphone, let me take you on a brief exploration as to just how little those assumed qualifications apply to me. I keep statistics of my game playing via an app on my phone, both because it's nice to be able to see what gets played and when, and, well, because I'm a nerd and it makes pie charts that make me happy. I look at this list of games I've played in 2021 so far. Out of the 17 games I've played to date, I have won 2. And both of those, it was the same game where I was the only one who'd ever played it before. Okay, now let's go to the next part. Let's hop over to a website called BoardGameGeek. In case you don't know, this site is used by gamers and gaming industry folks to list, review, and talk about pretty much every board game worth talking about. Gamers will often talk about the top 100 games on BGG because it's the top rated games based on rankings they've gathered since the site's launch. It's a mixture of classics that still capture the imagination of gamers and new stuff that has taken the industry by storm. While naturally you do have to allow for personal taste, it is generally agreed upon that these games are among the best gaming has ever created. Of the top 100, I've only played 20 of them, and of those, I only have 12 in my collection. We often want to put these giant expectations on ourselves when we feel God bringing us into a space to minister. Some of this makes sense and is even noble, as we're representing God Himself, so we want to do it properly, even if there isn't one of us that do it as well as He deserves. But whether it's in this weird ministry space I occupy, or even more traditional service-based ministry, we can come up with 100 different reasons we aren't qualified to be in this space God's saying He wants to bring us to. But as I look at everyone that God has ever called to do, well, anything, really, we're not alone in that. He called liars and deceivers as the fathers of His chosen people. He called a man who stuttered to be His mouthpiece. Called a man who abused his power to kill a man and steal his wife, a man after God's own heart. And called a man who imprisoned or even killed those who believed in Him to be a disciple. You know, that's just the highlights. When Simon got called to change the nature of his catch from fish to people, he didn't automatically become Peter, the disciple that would lead the church in Jerusalem. It's a process. Walk humbly into the place God calls you to, so that He can teach you the lessons you need to learn. Because if He's really calling you there, He already knows all of the ways you're inadequate. And He's still calling you anyway. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on the Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Mike Perna for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, never let anyone call you suboptimal.